Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.
Hi, this is Melanie Crystal, and I'm here with you today for the podcast Reimagine Success. So glad you are joining me today. Our topic for today is the arts, and specifically the arts with STEM. Some people call the arts smashed with STEM STEAM. It stands for science, technology, engineering, arts, and math. The arts are very important for all of us. So before we get into that topic, I'll just recap our topic from last week. Last week, we talked about valuing yourself and how important it is to do that and not undercut yourself based on others' opinions and thoughts about you. But really to look inside and look internal and know what your strengths are and what you are worth and good at. And value yourself for that. Value yourself for all of your inner positivity, beliefs, and things that you can contribute. And the crystal of the day last week was let your light shine. So to move on to our topic for today, let your light shine is a perfect segue because arts is one of the ways that many people have found to let their light shine. Now, when people think about STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math, they usually don't think about arts in that realm. But me, myself, I am a chemical engineer and studied chemical engineering in college and work as a chemical engineer today. I'm also very passionate about the arts. I spent many, many years studying music. I play the cello and the piano, and I sing. And so I know firsthand on how important the arts were in helping me with my in preparation for becoming an engineer. Now, as I mentioned, the acronym for combining science, technology, engineering, math, and arts is STEAM. So first, I'll talk to you about some of the benefits of being in arts, and you yourself personally can participate and do art, and you can also help your kids, grandkids, children that you know, encourage them to do arts as well. A program that incorporates the arts into the curriculum has been proven to increase creativity, improve academic performance, increase motor skills, enhance visual learning, and boost higher decision-making skills. So that gets me to our crystal of the day. The crystal of the day is remember to enjoy and support the arts. It's so important to enjoy and support the arts. We love to enjoy music, beautiful pieces of artwork such as paintings, clothing, pottery, and also digital arts. But we also should remember that we need to support the arts within our school, support the arts by patronizing them in our communities, going to concerts, going to art shows, and also advocating for having art in school, all forms of art, music, art classes, those type of things. So that's the crystal for today. Remember to enjoy and support the arts. So why is art so important? Specifically, I'm going to focus on music in school, since that was the art form that I spent the most time learning and saw the benefits. The first way that music is so important in schools and just also for you to do as maybe a hobby or part of your life is that music strengthens your brain. The process of learning and playing an instrument, and I don't know if any of you, how many of you know how to play an instrument or how many of you are currently trying to learn how to play an instrument, but it definitely takes a lot of brain power, especially when you're getting started. So it makes sense that music increases brain power and functionality, resulting in a boosted IQ and improved concentration. Music accelerates brain development for babies and kids. It enhances fine and gross motor skills, executive function, and sensory development. So that's why I mentioned that if you have kids, grandkids, you know, work with kids in your local community, encourage them to learn an instrument, sing along with music, or just, you know, enjoy art concerts and art expos, because all of this can enhance their brain strength and function. In the longer term, music keeps your mind sharp, reducing chances of developing Alzheimer's and dementia. So as we age, continuing to play an instrument, listen to music, participate in music, enjoy music, all of that can help reduce the chances of Alzheimer's and dementia. So that's the first reason why music is important for those who are wanting to learn in STEM or be in STEM, but just in general. The second reason is music improves success in school and in life. So if you're a student, school, of course, would be important. But if not, then just being in life, you want to be successful and be your best. Music can help enhance that. So people who study music perform better in school. They get higher grades and improve literacy. And they're 24% more likely to graduate. Music also increases confidence, self-confidence, independence, perseverance, leadership, and personal responsibilities. It'll prepare you for a lifelong success. Music students also develop enhanced spatiotemporal skills, priming them for STEM careers requiring advanced problem-solving skills. So many people who are in school, have been in school, or just their everyday lives can continue to enjoy music, and it also helps them be successful. Now, that's a really important thing to remember as we are reimagining success for our life. So try to incorporate some music. Now, the third benefit that I want to share with you is that music nurtures your mind and body. So I have a question for you. Does listening to music make you happy? Does it relax you? Does it make you feel good? Or the right song could make you want to get up and dance and boogie boogie? So music nurtures, that's one example and one way of how music can nurture your mind and your body. Studying music nurtures creativity, builds empathy, and helps people better express their emotions and manage anxiety. Making music is also good for your body. You might not realize it, but when playing an instrument, you're often using your arm, your core, your back muscles. So it could be, you know, a form of exercise. And then in addition, if you actually are blowing into a wind instrument, that deep breathing helps your lungs strengthen and requires strong lungs. Music is a natural stress reliever. It's good for our blood pressure and our heart rate. So music overall can help your body and help relax and relieve any anxiety in your mind. So that's another reason why music is so important to get into and interested in. Finally, my favorite reason that music is a benefit and a benefit to those who are interested in STEM careers or just interested and enjoy STEM is because music builds communities and broadens worldviews. Music brings people together. It could be people of all different walks of life, and they listen to a song at an event, party, club, or a sporting event. You can have 100,000 people jamming to the same song. They could have different political affiliations, different religions, different races, backgrounds, but that music can bring them together. When making music with others, so if you're in a group, some type of group or music class, you're introduced to new people, new experiences, and new points of view. And you do all of that while making some beautiful music. So also, research shows that music students are more active in their school, community, and exhibit enhanced relationship building and teamwork skills. So music definitely brings us together and helps improve and broaden our communities. So just on a personal note, as I mentioned, I do play the piano and cello. And I come from a musical family. My mother plays the piano, and my grandmother, my great-grandmother played the piano. So that's something that has been passed down throughout our generations. And like I said, I know that me studying music helped me in my pursuit of becoming a chemical engineer as well. It prepped my mind for all of the challenging work and studying. And also, it helped me when I needed something to relax. I could listen to music and relax with it or dance to it, release some stress. So overall, music has been very important in my life. Now, I have also another example of art in general, and how that is important and how different schools are making strides within art, the art realm. So my alma mater, Carnegie Mellon University, has a new program called Engineering and Arts. Who thought that there would be an arts program within the School of Engineering? So students now can earn a degree in engineering and arts. And there was an interesting article in their College of Engineering magazine about a young lady who was getting a materials science engineering degree. And she was already pretty creative, but wanted to get an engineering degree. So she was in the engineering school. But for one of her projects, what she did, and I thought this was so cool, was that she studied materials and did research in order to develop a novel approach to creating textiles. She used a 3D printer to make textiles for, you know, a fabric to make clothing. And the textile, basically, it stuck out. It had texture. It was really interesting. Basically, it was a pop-up print textile. And it made modular interlocking wearable fashion. So she took her engineering mind and used used technology, as in a 3D printer, to create fabric, but a 3D pop-up fabric that was just so cool looking, and it looked like a work of art when I saw the picture of the garments and textiles that she made. So this is just another example of how we can combine the arts with technology, engineering, and science and math to create something even more spectacular. So what's your favorite form of art that you like to either listen to, look at, enjoy, participate in? I mentioned that mine is music, but I also love going to museums and looking at artwork. And I was really intrigued by that textile that the student made in the engineering and arts program. And I do like fashion. All of these things can be combined with STEM to make an even better product. So just remember that our crystal of the day is remember to enjoy and support the arts. So I want you to make sure that you do that. And this week, try to listen to some music, view some nice art, support it in your community, because it will help you, help your community, and just improve all of our well-being. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast, Reimagine Success. My name's Melanie Crystal, and I look forward to talking to you again. Bye.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.